USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America wants to know what happened to Gabby Petito, a couple that lives across the street from boyfriend Brian Laundrie's Florida home, said they saw Brian and his parents drive off after hitching a camper on their vehicle. That was the same day that Gabby Petito was reported missing. Former America's Most Wanted TV host John Walsh gives CNN his theory.
My philosophy is he never went to the swamp. His parents and the lawyer on the phone bought him 5 days, 4 days to get out in front of this.
Person of interest, Brian Laundrie, continues to be missing and is presumed on the run. The FBI will release data next week that some are speculating it will show 2020 saw the highest single-year spike in U.S. murders in at least 60 years. People that study this type of data say the sudden job losses, fears, and other jolts to society at the start of COVID-19 will likely have been the overwhelming driver. Others are pointing out the defund the police movement. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Congress is moving toward a government shutdown and debt default roughly a week before federal agencies will be forced to shut their doors as American tax dollars dry up. The Senate will vote on a partisan plan as soon as Monday on a bill sent over by congressional Democrats that would fund the government into early December and suspend the debt ceiling through 2022. The current debt of the United States is over $28 trillion. As the Biden administration tells Americans Haitian immigrants were being sent back to Haiti, the truth is that's not what's happening. Dan Naraki reports.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti.
We are USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As the manhunt continues for Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in the Gabby Petito murder, memorials are popping up across the nation. Gabby's hometown of Blue Point on Long Island is placing teal-colored ribbons around the town and are planning a special ceremony this week in her honor. Family friend Jen McNamara on Fox News says it's the right thing to do.
We just felt as a community that we needed to have an outward show of support for the Schmidt and Petito families. They are very loved here. This community is a very tight-knit, close community, as I know you've heard. And we really just wanted to show the families as well as the world that Gabby is in our hearts and that we love her very much and we miss her. I can't speak for the family. I can speak for myself, and I think speak for the community based on what I've heard. And, you know, everybody is heartbroken. This is a daughter in our community. Many of us are parents, and we're all heartbroken. Yeah, you know, I don't know that there's ever actually closure. I know that for me, when I am able to speak my husband's name, when people tell me stories about him and talk about him, even 12 years later, it brings a warmth to my heart, and I think that that's very important in my healing process, and I think that that's what I'm hoping that we can do for Gabby's family, because to remember, to not forget, is probably the most important thing going forward.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.